Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Xamarin Forms 101. I'm your host, Maddie Legere, and today we're going to dive into how Collection View and Refresh View can help modernize lists in your Xamarin Forms app. You're probably familiar with List View. Most mobile apps have a list in it somewhere, but you might not be familiar with its new, more performant alternative, Collection View. Collection View is a little bit simpler of an API, but it also gives you a lot more flexibility when making lists. And it uses recycler views under the hood with the native operating system. So you're going to get a lot of that caching and recycling for free. That being said, it doesn't have a refresh API. So that's where Refresh View comes in. With that, you can actually wrap not only collection views and list views, but also any scrollable view in a refresh view and get pull to refresh functionality. So we're going to take a look at how this works. And we're in James Montemagno's Monkey Finder app, which is a classic. I can scroll through, I can click on a monkey. It'll take me to a page with those monkey's details. And James is using a list view here. So to switch this list view over to a collection view, it's not quite as simple as just changing the tags. I'm going to stop debugging it so that Hot Reload doesn't get really mad at me when I start breaking everything. And the first thing I'm going to do is just update these tags here to collection view. And likewise with this one, collection view. Delete that spare period. Before I get to all these squigglies that just popped up, I do want to say that selection view has no, or collection view has no concept of cells. So I can delete my view cell right here. And this is really nice because it keeps my API a little bit simpler, keeps my code a little bit cleaner, and it also allows me to do things like put swipe views in my data template. So I can actually have different actions on swipe. We'll cover that in a later Xamarin Forms 101 for sure. So the next thing I do is I take all of these things that have squiggles and I put them in some comments in my XAML above so I can start working through it. And then I'll take these two as well. So some of these I can get rid of right off the bat, like has uneven rows is just kind of a UI thing. I'll get rid of that. Separator visibility I'll get rid of because by default collection view doesn't have separators visible. Likewise with caching strategy because collection view does the recycling under the hood. And finally, I want to get rid of is pull to refresh enabled because refresh view is going to handle that for me. So the only thing I really need to add back in here is what happens when I select an item. And for that, I'm going to go and I'm going to do selection mode first and foremost. One of the great parts about collection view is that you can actually select multiple things at once. I'm going to do single because I want it to be similar to that list view performance and user experience we had before. And then I want to do a selection changed and make a click handler for this. And what's cool is that selection changed doesn't have to mean that I just clicked another item. It could also mean that if I have multiple selection on, I've added or deselected more items. So you can handle this a whole bunch of different ways. But the selection changed property is the way to do it. You can also, in collection views, add gesture recognizers and handle taps in different ways. But the kind of standard way to do it is selection changed. So IntelliSense was nice enough to give us this scaffolding of a collection view selection changed event. And if I look at the list view item selected event, you can see that the selected item changed event args is different than the selection changed event args. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to copy paste this over. Copy. Paste. The first thing that should happen is this will yell at me because this isn't an asynchronous function. So I'll change private to async here. That gets rid of that. And then I actually don't have that much left to change. Selected item is not something in selection changed event args. What I do have is current and previous selection. So I also have previous. I'll do current selection, and because there's the ability to select multiple items at once, I'm going to make sure I also say first or default. And I'll select that as monkey. And then likewise here, I just want to change this out. So sender.selectedItem equals null. Save. In my view model here is where I'm doing that get monkeys command, and it's also where I have is busy being handled. And that's what the list view was handling when I was refreshing before. So if we pop back in here, what I want to do is wrap this collection view in a refresh view. And like I said before, refresh views don't have to just be for collection views. They can also be for list views and anything scrollable. So you can put more than just a collection view in here. So I just pasted that collection view in between my new refresh view tags. I'm gonna get rid of that. Up here, I still have these two commands left, so I can get rid of my selected command. I have refresh command and is refreshing. So is refreshing is the same API that we have in refresh view now, so I'm actually just gonna cut and paste that right here. Perfect. And then refresh command is actually just command in refresh view. So I'll cut that, hit enter, and paste that as well. And that's pretty much all there is to replacing the refresh part of this. Something that's great about refresh view, in my opinion, is you can set the color of the refresh, the activity indicator that comes in the drawer when you pull to refresh. So for this, I'll set it to like hot pink. Hot pink, save. So that's a refresh view. Inside of it is this collection view, and the collection view contents haven't actually changed that much. I'm still doing a frame. I'm getting a list of monkeys. It's gonna be great. We're gonna rebuild and redeploy this and give it a second to get back up on my phone. This app is available on GitHub. It's actually from James's Xamarin Forms workshop repo. So this is the list view sample. But now we're just changing it to a collection view. We all have monkey apps in some capacity on GitHub. So if you want to find something similar to Monkey Finder, just find me or James on GitHub and you'll be sure to find something. So the first thing I'm going to do is hit the search button, which is going to pull my monkeys down from the internet. Oh, you can see what I didn't set here was some horizontal options on this refresh view. So it has no idea what size to make this. And because I'm using XAML Hot Reload, all I have to do is just type in horizontal options, equals center, and expand. Hit save. That didn't work. Well, what else can we change? Oh, I know what we have to change. Grid.columnspan. So we're in a grid, not a stack layout. So we want to make sure we do grid.columnspan equals 2. And that will tell the refresh view that it's allowed to go in both of these columns here. 2. Save. There we go, that looks a lot better. Now you can see that the spacing is a little bit off here, and that's the last thing I wanna show you about collection view. That's a really, really cool part of the API. So with collection view, you can set an items layout. And in that items layout, you have two different things you can do, a linear items layout or a grid items layout. So with the grid, I can actually make this 2x2 monkeys or 4x infinite amount of monkeys that I have in the list. I can also make it horizontal, so that's really cool if you want like a side scrolling experience. For this, I'll just do a regular linear items layout. And in that, I actually don't have to do it like this. I can do this, linear items layout. And in that linear items layout, I wanna set my item spacing, and I'll set it to 10 pixels. We'll see what that looks like. Messed something up. Let's see what this is mad at me about. Oh, and I need to have my orientation. So what I'll do is I'll say orientation, and this is where I can say horizontal or vertical. We'll do vertical because that's what our list was like before, and we'll hit save. Hot Reload is great because if I make an error, it just gives me a squiggle. It doesn't crash my app, but you can see right away that I fixed that error, and this is what it looks like now. So let's click on one of these items and make sure our click handler works. There we go. Perfect. That is all there is to using collection view and refresh view and migrating over from your list view. One of the great things we didn't talk about today with collection view is that it actually has the ability to tell you how many items are left off the screen in the list. So if you have hundreds and hundreds of data points, maybe you only load the first 100, and collection view can handle when you have less than 10 left to scroll past, we'll pull another 100 for you. That's a really good user experience if you don't want your users to have to stop and wait for more things to load. You can check that out on the docs, and I'll put those in the show notes as always. And I will see you at the next Xamarin Forms 101.
Hey, it's James, checking in on your Xamarin Forms journey into mobile development. Don't forget to do all the things, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell so you get all the latest episodes in your inbox. And while you're here, check out all these awesome Xamarin Forms 101 videos right here. Get going now.